The German chancellor says her party is determined to enter coalition talks with the Social Democrats in a bid to avoid a minority government or fresh elections. A spokesman for the Conservative Christian Democratic Union says Angela Merkel put forward the issue in a meeting with the Social Democratic Party's leader. Martin Schulz later confirmed that his party is weighing the proposal. Merkel's decision follows failed negotiations with the Greens and the pro-business FDP. The Christian Democratic Union failed to garner enough votes in Germany's general elections in September and has been forced to form a coalition government. Joining us live now from London is Adam Gary, managing editor of theduran.com. Adam, as always, thanks for joining us. Will Merkel be able to form this government, do you think?
I think that she and her partners, even though they were unwilling at the beginning, are going to try incredibly hard to do this. It's one of these things with politics. Don't ever rule anything out because circumstance will eventually rule you wrong. Anything can and will be tried. And in this case, they're doing everything they can to avoid a new election or a weak minority government, which would almost certainly lead to one. The main reason for this is the rise of the Alternative for Deutschland, or ADF party. Now, this is a far-right party, but the kinds of diplomatic and inter-party maneuvering that Merkel will have to do are not too dissimilar from what she did in 2005 when she first came to power, or indeed in her last election. In those cases, they were trying to keep the far left out of power by trying to organize these grand coalitions of the two main left and right parties, the Christian Democrats and the Social Democrats. In this case, however, they're trying to make sure the far right stays out of power. So they're using similar methods for a new fringe party that's grown incredibly strong in this election.
And obviously, Adam, this has an effect on all of Europe, doesn't it? Because Germany was always seen as the European powerhouse where all the political power of Europe essentially lay, seemingly, at least in Merkel's hands. How does this affect Europe, do you think?
Well, since Germany is one of the only European countries that actually makes large-scale industrial goods that people in all parts of the world want to buy, people will be watching it. People will be watching the value of the euro. People will be watching for what comes next in terms of the stability of the European Union, which has really been guided by Merkel and Germany for the last 20, 30 years. People like Emmanuel Macron himself, if you were tasked, would say that he's equally important, but Germany remains, primarily due to its economic weight, it remains the political epicenter of Europe. So if the coalition is unable to form and a new election is essentially forced upon German voters, which is a fairly unusual thing in modern West German and now total German history post 89, we're going to see probably the European markets and the value of the euro suffer as a result. But in my personal view, I do think that they will reach some sort of coalition deal. The talks will be very difficult because neither side wants a coalition, but both sides at the same time do want to preserve the middle of the road status quo of German politics. They didn't want to let the far left in before. They don't want to let in the far right now.
Very well, Adam. We'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you sharing your insight with us.
Thank you.